From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. Watch the show on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Donald Trump's presidency has been a boon to society's vultures. Not only is Wall Street buoyant about the stripping away of regulations and the coming tax breaks, but prison companies are thrilled to be winning new contracts to build facilities that hold undocumented immigrants. Now, Brave New Films has just released an eye-opening short film that exposes the extent of immigrant prison expansion, the human beings trapped within it, and the terrible abuses they face. My guest is Jim Miller, Executive Director of Brave New Films. Welcome to the program, Jim.
Thank you, Sonali. Thank you for having me.
So one of the things that jumped out right at me before I even watched the documentary was that you call them immigrant prisons rather than detention centers, which is the euphemism that Homeland Security and the government likes to use. Why did you choose the word prisons?
Well, we felt that detention centers just doesn't really tell the story. These are prisons. These are places where people are kept for undetermined amounts of time in horrific conditions, and detention is a word that puts, I think, too soft a face on it. These are harsh conditions, and these are prisons, and we want people to know what these are, and that's why we decided immigrant prisons was the proper name.
And detention is what the government uses because they realize that these are people who have not been tried or convicted of any crimes. These are people being held for civil offenses, and you don't usually imprison people for civil offenses. You might detain them, but you aren't required to. The government chooses to detain them in conditions that are effectively imprisonment, right?
That is absolutely correct.
Let's talk about the stories that you share. And in a few minutes, we'll actually watch a short clip from the film Immigrant Prison, but the issue at the heart of it are the people that are trapped within the system. Give us a sense of who's trapped and what they've gone through, because it's just terrible, some of the abuses that people have faced.
Yes, certainly. We had a number of stories, unfortunately, to choose from. We worked with our partners, Civic, who helped point us in the right directions. We are based in California, so we worked mainly around Adelanto, which is outside of San Diego, though there are 200 immigrant prisons across the country. We wanted to make sure that we showed a breadth of stories because people falsely feel that immigration as an issue is really just a Latino issue, and it isn't. It affects many different countries. It affects men, women, the transgender community, and we feature some of those stories in the film. One of the stories is Sylvester, and he was in prison for 9 years, over 9 years before he was released. He's from Kenya. And he was finally released due to the work of Civic, actually. And then we tell another story of a transgender woman who was taken into prison. Luckily, she was released. We work with Pastor Noé on another short that we did recently, and he's been in the country for 29 years. He's a pastor of an evangelical church, and he spent 59 days in the prison before he was released. So there's people from all walks of life, and many of the people who are imprisoned are people who have actually been in this country for years and years. They have families, they have wives, they have children. There are some people that have been detained that have fought for the country, that are veterans. There's all walks of life that are being taken up off the streets every day. 440,000 people each year are imprisoned.
So the film Immigrant Prisons is about 14 minutes long. We want to play the opening minutes of the film for our audience, and then we'll tell you how you can watch the whole film. Here is Immigrant Prisons by Brave New Films.
Por favor, se lo pido. innocent people are being locked up.
The explosive growth of a system of immigrant detention centers that few Americans know anything about.
What we're hearing is horrible.
I want my daddy back.
Forced to work for a dollar a day or less, which is a clear violation of anti-slavery laws.
This is not criminal custody. This is not someone who's been convicted of a crime.
Immigrant detainees awaiting deportation have routinely received substandard health care, poor food, unsanitary water, and unhygienic conditions at privately operated for-profit facilities.
And people are gonna die. We already have people dying in detention centers throughout the nation.
Shares in the two largest private prison stocks jumped up November 9th, the morning after Donald J. Trump was elected president.
They're profiting off the misery of human beings.
Guards with little to no training are kicking, hitting, sexually assaulting people in immigration detention. In California, there were 4,500 complaints of sexual assault or physical abuse, but the federal government investigated only 45 of these complaints.
The important thing legally is that this is civil custody. This is not criminal custody. This is not someone who's been convicted of a crime. This is someone who's just being held for the government's convenience so that the person's available.
And that's a short excerpt from the new online documentary, Immigrant Prisons. You just watched and heard the first few minutes of the documentary. My guest is Jim Miller, Executive Director of Brave New Films. Jim, where can people watch the full documentary online?
You can go to bravenewfilms.org to see it on our webpage, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is also Brave New Films. You can also watch it on Twitter. And then we have a Brave New Educators series. So if you are in a college or in a high school or in a faith community, you can write to us, go to our page at bravenewfilms.org, and we'll send you a copy of the film along with a discussion guide so that you can discuss it within your community.
And I also understand that you are referring people to a website called endisolation.org.
Yes, so that's Civic's website.
Yeah.
Civic is the partner who helped us with the film, and they have some actions for people to take and some more information around the issue on their site.
A huge part of the film is the neglect and abuse within these immigrant prisons. You tell the story of a young man who would have died from an infection if he had just been in detention a few more days. How serious is medical neglect at these immigrant prisons?
It is extremely serious. There have been 177 deaths so far in these immigrant prisons. We feel it's in a large part due to the fact that these facilities are mostly for-profit facilities run by organizations like CCA and GEO. And certainly, if they don't have to give medical care, it's cheaper for them to run the prisons. The stories that we've heard are just harrowing. And it is virtually impossible from what we hear to get a doctor to look at you if you are in pain or if you have a concern, a medical concern.
The other aspect of this phenomenon is also sexual abuse of women and also abuse of transgender women in particular. We know trans women and transgender people are the victims, disproportionate victims of abuse nationwide, in society, within prisons, and as undocumented immigrants, I understand it's even worse. Share some of the stories of sexual abuse that women face and also abuses that transgender women are facing.
Well, there's a very powerful story in the film, if you watch it. And we also had a panel last night where the head of the Trans Latino Coalition spoke very passionately about her experience, which is for going through a series of assaults, not only by prison guards, but sometimes by detainees, because these prisons aren't always properly segregated in order to prevent such calamities from happening.
And then, of course, there is the terrible price that whole families pay. You mentioned Pastor Noe, and we had actually talked about his case on our show through the work that Brave New Films is doing. And his family, you know, held Brave vigil, waiting for him to be released. How important is it to underscore that immigrant detention doesn't just abuse and trap the people directly inside the walls of the prisons, but whole communities?
Yeah. I think it's essential for people to understand that. I think that some of the most important work that we do is putting a face to that so that people understand what happens to these families. Pastor Noe shared a story. He has a five-year-old and a seven-year-old, and he was actually arrested in front of both of them and then was not able to communicate for his family for a while. His mother passed away when he was in prison, was not able to communicate with her before or his family after that had happened. So the families are adversely affected. Plus, when these people are incarcerated, and I use that word because I feel that that's what is happening to them, there are extra costs and extra burdens with the families. You might be taking away the person who is the breadwinner for the family or bringing in some income for the family. There are costs, phone costs. You know, it costs up to $5 a minute to talk to your family if you want to. They charge exorbitant amounts of money at the commissary within the prison, and you need to buy the food at the commissary because they are not really feeding you that much. And what they do is they have you work for a dollar a day while you're there in order to try to feed yourself. So there's just so many things that are wrong with this system, which is why we're advocating to just close the immigrant prison system.
And so people can watch the entire film online at bravenewfilms.org. The film is called Immigrant Prisons. I want to thank you, Jim, so much for joining us today and for all the work that that the folks at Brave New Films are doing.
Thank you, Sonali. We greatly appreciate it. We appreciate you sharing our story.
Jim Miller, again, is executive director of Brave New Films, and we've been discussing the new short film called Immigrant Prisons. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.